It's no secret that Jay Inslee is passionate about combating climate change, but it was a bit of a surprise last January when Inslee's inauguration turned into a coronation of sorts. Here was Earth Day founder Dennis Hayes speaking in the rotunda of the state capitol.
Jay Inslee is the first political chief executive in American history to be elected principally on a platform of combating climate disruption.
And Hayes didn't stop there.
More than any other president or governor before him, Jay has an electoral mandate on this issue.
Others would say Inslee has a legal mandate. By law, Washington is supposed to reduce all of its greenhouse gas emissions, including carbon, to 1990 levels by 2020. That's just 6 years from now. In his inaugural address, Inslee called climate change a grave and immediate danger.
On climate change, we have settled the scientific controversy. That's resolved. What remains now is how we respond to the challenge.
It's been more than a year since that speech, and Inslee may soon announce how he plans to respond. For months, he's been signaling that a cap on carbon emissions is what's needed. Here's Inslee at a recent news conference.
It is clear to me that in some sense, in some way, we'll need to have some restriction on carbon pollution.
So what would that cap look like? There are any number of policies Inslee could pursue, none politically easy. Still, it looks like there's one that Inslee thinks he can implement unilaterally, a low-carbon fuel standard. But that could drive up the cost of a gallon of gas. And that concerns Republicans like State Senator Curtis King.
You got to look at the impact that that type of thing is going to have on how our businesses in the state of Washington can remain competitive.
Inslee promises any climate change policies he pursues will be thoroughly costed out, but it's the public, not lawmakers, Inslee will ultimately have to convince. And here's one big reason why. Gasoline-powered cars are the single greatest source of carbon emissions in Washington. The question is, would drivers pay more or change their behavior to reduce their carbon footprint? My informal pump-side survey at a gas station south of Olympia produced a mix of answers. Shiler Bardfield is a yes.
I could pay a little more if it meant helping the environment and, solving problems bit by bit. I did definitely do that.
Tori Krieger is more wary.
I don't know. I think about being more fuel efficient versus increasing the price of gas.
And then there's Dennis Teague, who definitely does not trust the governor to make these decisions.
You better have a group of non-political scientists.
And that's a really important point, says Larry Pryor at the University of Southern California. Now, he's an expert on climate change communication. Pryor believes scientists are underutilized as evangelists for policies to address greenhouse gas emissions.
They should be organized. They should be brought into this discussion in a big way. And the public will pay attention to them.
The challenge with carbon emissions is you can't see them. Pryor says that makes the role of scientists all the more important if Governor Inslee hopes to convince the public that carbon emissions are a real problem.
It's quite rational for people to say, we want more proof, we want more certainty that what is being proposed to be enacted is actually going to do good.
Especially if it's going to cost them more in the wallet and the benefits will be hard, if not impossible, to see. State Senator Doug Erickson is the Republican chair of the Energy Committee. He questions whether Washington should even try to meet the 1990 carbon emission levels target. That's because about 75% of Washington's energy comes from hydropower, which doesn't have a carbon footprint.
I mean, if you compare us to Indiana or Ohio, which are heavy coal states, compared to us being a heavy hydro state, we shouldn't penalize ourselves because of our hydroelectricity.
And this is where the art of persuasion comes in. Richard Perloff is the author of a book called The Dynamics of Persuasion. He says the trick for Inslee is to appeal to the public's desire to do the right or moral thing, but avoid coming off like a Jimmy Carter-esque moralist.
If he can grab the moral agenda and actually talk in global terms, then he doesn't seem like he's self-interested. And he seems something of a, you know, to use the Michelle Obama term, a knucklehead, but a very idealistic knucklehead. And people say, you know, I like this guy.
To be sure, Inslee's never been short on idealism, but he's traditionally made an economic argument for addressing climate change. Now it appears he's ready to take a page from Perloff's book. The governor told me recently that he's prepared to make the moral case for capping carbon emissions. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.